CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Phone is on. Sex Talk, Cliff Central. This is CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. Sex Talk with Jonty and Tamar. Let me put a microphone on for you. How about that? There we go.
Yeah.
Yes, it's on. I can.
Hello, there we go.
There we go.
Okay. There we go. Now, I'm already taking videos of... Jonty's in a very naughty mood, so welcome to the show.
I am. I think I've lost all filters this morning. Sex Talk on CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Unradio. This is Unscripted. And I have to tell you this morning, this is without a doubt uncensored.
This is self-conservation.
No, there's no conservation this morning. And there is no conservativeness either.
No, this is about the lions. Running away from Kruger Park.
This is naughty show.
Good morning.
I feel really naughty this morning.
Wonderful. I said, Jonty, careful. I'm going to call your girlfriend. She's going to just... Whoosh. She said, no, she's going to encourage that.
She is.
All right.
And that's awesome. She will encourage it. So let's do this. We didn't do it last week because we had a really serious show, which was absolutely awesome. Let's put that on and then...
Ninja Set. Chocolate Starfish.
Today's dirty dictionary word is
around the world.
Dirty dictionary word
around the world.
So I have this fantasy. So yes. I have this fantasy to go in like around the world with airplanes, and then of course it's going to be with, you know, first class. So of course it's going to be with my own bedroom. So of course it's going to be with sex around the world.
That's pretty good.
That's me and York. We're going to do that.
Okay.
Just going to make a few millions and just get there.
I think that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Take lots of pictures.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's also like people would like to see it because like, wow, first class, we can see how the toilet looks. It's very interesting. The sex, who cares?
I don't know if people want to see how the toilet looks. But
in first class, sometimes you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, message us, WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090. Yeah, it's there. It's on.
There. See. It's right there. People are right
there. Somebody said, damn it. We have no idea who or what they're talking about, but somebody said,
try to say,
damn it.
Damn! Like that more.
How
like
about
that.
Stroke it? How about touch it?
Yeah,
how
don't
about
damn it.
Rub it.
Don't damn it. It's not damn.
Enjoy
damned.
It.
Huh. What will happen if you enjoy it for a change? Not like quick wink in the dark. Oh, shit, I'm not supposed to.
No. So, May is Masturbation Month, and that's what we are talking about this morning. Self-pleasuring, having fun with yourself, playing with yourself. And if you look it up, there are so many words for male masturbation and female masturbation. And I don't know about any words for mutual masturbation. There must be some really interesting ones.
But it's first of all, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's important. Yeah, what does it mean? It's self-mutual pleasure?
Yeah, it's like pleasuring yourself with your partner while they're pleasuring themselves.
And, what
and there's some cool ideas with that that we will share with you.
And what does it mean when your partner watches you?
Well,
and
that's
you get
more kind of voyeurism
out of you
and
touching
exhibitionism.
Yourself.
But it's... That
it
can
is
be
sharing,
really
though.
Yeah, and that's very... it's very vulnerable space for a lot of people. Because... masturbation is generally this really private thing, you know, and we do it often, or we start this when we're quite young, depending on what age we are.
Yeah.
And in conversations we've had in the past, you were very young.
Very young, like like ridiculously young or like young with experience?
Well, some people it starts really in childhood.
Yeah, okay, we're talking about my 5-year-old years. Okay, I got it now. Yeah, no, touching yourself is one of the things that young kids discover.
Yeah.
By themselves.
Yeah. And there's so much that you can do with this that covers the most amazing spectrum of sexuality, from it just being about orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll share a little bit with you of how you can have better orgasms if you're going to do
That's
this, more
a big
intense
one.
Orgasms,
mm-hmm.
of how you can actually make love with yourself, like a date night with yourself, the sensual aspect of self-pleasuring.
Hmm.
And then we will talk a little bit, maybe if we get there, about how you can use your sexual energy for meditation, for healing, for creation. And there's a beautiful realm of beautiful part of sex called sex magic, and how you can use the power of orgasm for creation and manifestation.
Hmm.
And that's in the realm of sex magic.
I had a conversation with a business lady yesterday that really, like, money is not the, never mind, she made money, she lost money, but a woman, the money comes very easily to her, and she comes from a very practical approach, and she was sitting with me and chatting, and all of a sudden she got to a place and she said, to a certain point in the conversation, she said, money comes and money goes, but when I have sex the next day, something in my energy really, I never believed that it will help me to transform money, to transform my relationship, to transform. All my energy changes, and I never thought it's connected. And now I'm actually watching it and observing in this consciousness. Yeah. And she said, okay, well, you take your business too seriously. You take your, have sex and good sex, because this energy is creative. It's
Listen,
creation.
Firstly, there's a post that I put on Facebook yesterday that I wrote, and it's about sex as an exchange of energy.
Okay.
So it's about what happens during sex. So it's on my Facebook page. Go and look for it. And the link is on, I think it's on all of our social media stuff as well. So it's there. But essentially, sex is an energy experience. So everything in our world is energy. Money is energy. Relationships are energy. So when you are having wonderful sex, your energy expands. Your energy comes to a higher frequency. And the more open we are, the more that impacts on every aspect of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go on and on and on about this, because it really is an amazing thing, and it's really important, and it's beautiful. But we are going to get very distracted from having a really good wank, which is what we're about this morning. And it is. It's one of the greatest pleasures in life. And if you really enjoy it, there are so many benefits to it. You know, I have a client, and for her, it's almost like a sleeping pill.
So it just improves her sleep.
Yeah, she has an orgasm before she goes to sleep. She falls asleep, and it's fantastic.
I'll take that any day.
There we go. And it's absolutely. And you know, we've put it for so long in this realm of it's guilty, and you do this in the dark, you do it on your own. And I mean, we did the most amazing workshop a couple of years ago that was a self-pleasuring workshop.
I remember that one.
So we taught people, it was a dark room, so everybody was private because there were single people, there were couples, but everybody was in their own space. And I taught them some sexual energy exercises that everybody did.
Mm.
And then they would pleasure themselves for a little bit to get the energy of it. And at the end of it, we said, if you want to have an orgasm, do it. If you don't, don't. It was such beautiful sharing space.
It was, but listen, and there is
very
a
powerful
very
energy.
Powerful, but there is a kick out of getting in the room and being with 20 people that all touch you.
Absolutely, because you could hear people and you could hear their breathing and you could hear their little moans and groans and their noises and you could hear the movement, but it was really dark, so nobody could see.
And then in the end of the day, it was yours. You
so
had to go through
it.
It
was very private, and you did it. And there's so much more that we can do with our self-pleasuring, and the extension of that becomes with our sexuality. And if all of your sex is just about this little 10 or 15 second orgasm, there is just so much more in this wonderful world for you.
Mm. Amen.
So let's get to the real stuff, how you can have more pleasure. And what we're going to do this morning, because this is visual.
Yeah, we are. So I have so many cameras here, I don't know where to start.
You've got a computer, you've got a tablet, you've got a camera, you've got a phone.
That's it. I think the red camera will be, because that's great quality. Okay. We're going to do the red. It sounds like a red kinky camera. That's the red kinky camera.
Red camera is for the sex thing.
And we're going to do some streaming with Twitter today. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do some Facebook Live. Let's see when we're going to get banned.
Okay. Is that the goal for the day?
That's the goal. If we, we're just showing toys. Well, it's not even toys.
The interesting thing is that everything that we're doing this morning is on latex models. And we use these in our workshops to make it safe for people. Okay. So in terms of workshops, we've got some really cool stuff coming up. Let me talk about that before we forget. Monday night, I'm doing what's an introductory talk to conscious sexuality. What does a sexual journey involve? How do you bring it into your relationship? What is sexual healing all about? What are the possibilities for that? That's for everybody. Next Saturday afternoon is a beautiful...
Where is it happening? The Monday.
It's on my Facebook page.
No, where is it happening physically?
At Viz Vita 37, Dennington Avenue, New Elton Hill. Then next Saturday afternoon, a really beautiful new workshop called The Sensual Meditation of Touch. Mm. And it's how to use touch as a tool for meditation.
That's
really simple. It's very beautiful. You learn the technique. You have an experience of it. It's very safe. There's no nudity involved. You can come on your own. You can come with your partner. Really beautiful. 3 hours next Saturday afternoon.
I would recommend it to people to get back to that connection, to touch, because it's awkward for a lot of couples that living fast paced life, and they don't stop to touch, and if they touch, it's kind of like a wild sex and rubbing and a lot of and the essence of slow and soft touch as,
and it becomes, and it's very much about touch as meditation more than about sensuality, and that's really beautiful. The following is a tantric massage weekend at beautiful Zebra's Crossing Lodge. We're really looking forward to that one.
Us too.
And the weekend after that we are in Cape Town for some talks and workshops. So there's so much going on and so much to share with you and teach you and help you have better sex and more pleasure and better intimacy and more relationship and more fun and more excitement.
Who put
and
mushrooms
else
in Jonty's muffin? I'm just, guys, I told you, no mushrooms in the morning. It's going wild. So I'm going to bring my red camera. What do you
it's
think?
It's about love, It's about love. Love and pleasure.
Show me all you have.
No,
I am
not
ready.
A new show today.
Okay. So just show me your latex models.
There we go.
All right.
Okay, so let's start off with some stuff for the guys. So when guys masturbate, generally it's like right hand or left hand, and they get into this pattern of doing it. And the patterns have been a big thing of learning this week, of the impact the patterns have on our lives, how deeply embedded they are. And our sexual patterns are incredibly deep and keep us very trapped and very limited in what we do. So when guys start masturbating, they do it in a certain way, and that's what they do. Mm. And that never really changes. So first, let's show you, as guys, some of the really cool things that you can do, the ways that you can touch yourself that will help you have more pleasure. So we're going to show this on Fred, the model that I use on our workshops. And where is this going to be tomorrow?
It's going to be on Twitter. And then we're going to take a better quality video. And it's going to be on our podcast page.
Okay.
If men and women want to learn how to have more pleasure with themselves.
Okay. So WhatsApp us 079-748-2090. How do you touch yourself? Where do you touch yourself? What is the best masturbation experiences that you have had? So let's look at some different strokes first. And while I talk through this and show you tomorrow, you're going to film it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going out on Twitter.
Yeah, and on the Cliff Central sex talk_CliffC. And it will be also up later in Facebook. We'll see how quickly we can get banned. That will be lovely.
Okay. That will be lovely.
Just, you know, I feel a little bit like upset that we haven't got, you know, nobody tried to take our Facebook page off. There was no war.
Well, I'm quite happy that that's happened, because we've been really careful in sticking to the Facebook guidelines and to make our work accessible to people. And not to unnecessarily upset anybody, which is really easy. Listen, we know how ridiculous the Facebook guidelines are.
That's true.
In terms of the violence, in terms of the hate speech that is there. And the beauty of sex, of pleasure, of human bodies is totally... So we know that the Facebook people are really uptight. Maybe nobody who works for Facebook actually has sex.
No, that's already kind of like, that's not fair to rub it in their faces.
Well, it is, actually.
When you live in a, when you are, you know what, maybe Facebook, you kind of like, they have this vibe of like, you know, we sit together, we brainstorm, but the reality is it's
they should thousands sit and play of with themselves
thousands
together.
Thousands of people are sitting in front of a computer screen. They're sitting in front of computer screens and usually not watching porn. Mm. So yeah, it's a very very lonely career. I think. But maybe the creative people behind Facebook who can send them a package with all your DVDs and just see if they can incorporate it with the next Facebook update.
I would love to send Mark Zuckerberg and company a gift of all the Eros Life DVDs.
Wonderful.
And help them have more pleasure.
Mm.
I would love that.
Good.
Okay, so for the boys first, for the boys and the men. You know, somebody got upset because at some talk that I gave, I spoke about boys and girls. I said, now boys and girls, and I was just kind of being flippant. And somebody got really upset.
Hi,
with the use of the word boys and girls. It should be like men and women or ladies and gentlemen or something. And it was just like, it was me being me.
It was
really
just an
informal
outlet.
And
I think
yeah.
He was trying to say, what am I doing in this workshop? And is it okay? And judgment. And that what came out, boys and girls. You know?
Yeah. Okay, so some techniques for guys to help you have more sensation when you touch yourself. Lube, really important. Get a good lube. Number one recommendation, coconut oil. Fantastic. But lube is going to help everything feel better. And if you spend 3 hours rubbing yourself, then you're going to have some serious burn problems. Lube is really helpful. Okay, so from the bottom, hand over hand, all the way up. Really
slowly, slowly.
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 You can do it slowly, you can do it faster, you can do it harder, you can do it softer. And all of those are going to give you a different sensation. Opposite of that, from the head, hand over hand, all the way down.
Our account was blocked.
Before we even started.
Just before, because of the name. Okay, I'll do the other account. that was funny. I knew I shouldn't write it. Okay, now completely blocked. I'm going to the other one. Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so from the top of your lingam, tantric word for a cock, it means staff of life, hand over hand all the way down. And then the corkscrew. So you hold the base with one hand, you turn your other hand over, you stroke up, and you turn around the head.
So that's kind of a movement that just helps. Do it slowly, like you would do it on your own cock chanty.
Well, sometimes you've got to do it faster because that feels good, and sometimes slower feels good.
Mm,
so
okay.
You've got to change all of that. And then the doorknob, like you're going to open door handle or a bottle, just turning the head. And you can do that both ways. The head does not come off, so don't try and see if you can get this off. It does not happen. There's a whole lot of banging somewhere. Is that people banging to get in or banging to get... Is somebody outside wanking? It's like Levinson is outside masturbating himself into a fury. Or Casper's masturbating himself into a fury. There, put it in your mouth. Open. Okay, finger pleasure. From underneath your balls, stroke upwards with one couple of fingers, stroke downwards. Up and down. You can do it quicker, you can do it slower, and everyone is going to give you a different sensation.
Cool.
Really cool. This is called washing hands. So it's like you're holding a bar of soap in your hands. And you're just making lather with it. Very, very sensitive movement. And that can become the tunnel of love. So you stroke down and up. Down and up. This is called polishing the apple. And then you can do quick slow, which is a couple of really quick strokes. And then a couple of really slow stroke. So a couple of really quick, one very slow. Or the opposite of that, a couple of really slow strokes and then one very quick stroke. And all of those are going to give you some very, very different sensations. So what else can you do as a guy to expand your self-pleasuring? Firstly, there's some anal stimulation. So anal toys are fantastic because they give you a really beautiful added level of sensation. The secret to anal toys, firstly, make sure that they're clean. Secondly, make sure that they either have a string or a really good bar across the bottom so they do not disappear inside of you.
Sorry, I was just hold the string so you won't need to go to the hospital.
So there can be anal beads, which are balls on a string. You can have butt plugs, you can use dildos, you can get vibrating plugs. So many different things to experiment with. And then there's this whole amazing thing of tantric self-pleasuring yoga, which actually involves movement and exercise while you are self-pleasuring. So you could be doing sit-ups while you're doing this. You could be doing so many different kind of things. You can be in various yoga positions, which put strain on certain parts of your body, which put tension on certain parts of your body, which will often heighten your self-pleasuring.
Cool.
So one of the things for guys is masturbation is very orgasm-oriented because male sexuality has become very orgasm-oriented.
Has become or always been?
Well, it's always been. So for guys, that becomes what it's all about. And as awesome as orgasms are, that becomes a trap because it keeps us focusing on what we have to do to get to that point, not what we're feeling in the moment. So as soon as we can really get into our bodies, into feeling, into sensation, into emotion, the experience becomes much, much deeper.
Cool.
So one of the best ways to do this is to breathe, to focus on your breath. Slow, deep breaths in and out. And the more that you're focusing on your breath, the more you will be in your body and out of your mind. You will feel the sensations more and you'll feel your sexual energy more. So, really simple. And this is one of the most amazing techniques that I teach men and women and everybody. Three simple words that will change your pleasure. Stop, breathe, relax. Which means stop.
Stop. Breathe. Relax.
Relax. Stop what you're doing. Stop the movement. Relax your entire body as deeply as you can and take a couple of really deep breaths. So all the pleasure, all the sensation, all the energy that you're building up in your pelvis and in your genitals then spreads throughout your body. Because for most people, sex is a contractive experience, which means as you get closer to orgasm, everything in your body gets tighter. Muscles get tighter, your breathing gets quicker, and then you have this big explosion and you scream or shout, or if you're the quiet type, you just go, "Oh, that was nice," and that's all. Do that again. And again.
No, now I'm getting turned on. I should stop.
So when you stop and you breathe and you relax, all that energy, all that sensation spreads through your body, so it becomes a whole body experience. And ultimately, you can use your breath to ride these waves of pleasure. And then there are also different breathing techniques that will do different things in your body. So one of the principles of conscious sexuality is about using breath to create different energy states in your body. So a very slow, deep breath is going to take you into a much gentler, a much softer, much more internal space. If you do something that's called a fire breath, which is breathing in, and then as you breathe out, it's really quite a forced out breath. So it's a breath in, and then...
People just... sorry, just move a little bit away from your device.
And that will bring... But my device is in my hand, and I like my device in my hand, and it feels really good in my hand.
Are we talking about the phone vibrating? Are we talking about which
Everything's
device?
Vibrating.
These days, everything's vibrating.
So when you get to higher levels of pleasure, everything in your body starts vibrating because the frequency starts increasing. So the different breaths will give you different experiences. And as you're self-pleasuring, you can even stop. Do some of the different breaths. So do some of the fire breath. Play, 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 play. Touch, touch, touch. Rub, rub, rub. Stroke, stroke, stroke. Whether you're man or woman, it's exactly the same. And it builds up that energy. Stop. Breathe. Stop and breathe. And you keep building up that energy. At some point, when you're getting close to orgasm, make a choice, a conscious choice. Lie still for 10 minutes. Let all of that energy, all the feeling, all the sensation, let it spread through your body. And it becomes a sexual meditation. That you're using the power of your sexuality, all of that energy that you've built up, to relax into the pleasure. And that energy takes you on an incredible meditative journey. Or your other choice, if you've built up all of this energy, is have this huge, beautiful, explosive orgasm. And that becomes really powerful, really beautiful. And often it'll take the top of your head off as the energy shoots up your spine and takes you into this incredible space of pleasure.
Cool. So that's something that's like the basics.
Yes.
Just going into that space of not climaxing immediately.
Yeah, and immediately that starts to give you a very different experience because it allows you to be more present. That becomes really important. You can feel more. And that's really beautiful. Hmm. So let's look at some things that women can do. So this is Ginger.
Hi, Ginger.
So, quick anatomy lesson, because for women, sometimes their own genitals are a bit of a mystery. Outer lips and the inner lips. Inner lips form the hood of your clit. Underneath is the head, the little bump that gets hard when you get too long, which has about 8,000 nerves devoted to one purpose only. Do that again.
What?
So, it's the only organ in the human
body. I'm already sitting at the edge of my chair, Jonty. What do you want?
Well, that's when you start sliding off that we worry. So, devoted solely to pleasure. Then, underneath your clit is a pad of flesh between your clit and yoni opening, sometimes quite narrow, sometimes a little bit wider. That's where your urethra is, where wee comes out. Mm-hmm. But it's also the outside stimulation point for your G-spot. So it's an area that's filled with nerve endings. Then, yoni opening, perineum and anus under here. So anal stimulation during masturbation for women can be just as pleasurable, and the same kind of rules apply. And in fact, while we're talking about that, one of the most beautiful things that a couple can do together, you can get these really beautiful long dildos.
Yeah.
Double dildos.
Double-sided dildos.
So one end goes into you, one end into your partner, so you're really close, you're entwined. Lots of eye contact while you're touching yourself, looking at each other. So there's this incredible space of looking into each other's eyes, of watching the pleasure, of watching each other's genitals. And that can be an incredibly arousing and turned on experience. And then when you have this added anal stimulation, it's kind of joining you. So every time you're moving, this is moving inside of you, can be really, really beautiful. Small, go small, start small. Small dildo, nice, thin, lots of lube.
Not the mean ass.
No, not the like the bondage stuff of, you know, those fist size.
They actually create them like it looks like rubber, like black rubber. Can't say that I was looking, but yeah.
Oh, you just happened to come across it somewhere.
I happened to come across.
Okay. Really, really cool. Okay. Lots and lots of lube, because everything is going to feel much better with lots of lube. And some women prefer internal stimulation. Some women just prefer clitoral stimulation. Sometimes it's a combination. So sometimes there's a toy. Sometimes it's just your hands. And there can be so many other textures and things involved. And for a woman, the same thing. The breathing, gentle breathing, more of a fire breath. And also doing different kind of exercise, different kind of movements. And all of that is going to give you different pleasure. So let's look at some cool things that you can do with your clit for a start.
Because we would like to do more things with our clit, right?
Oh. Yeah. So you can make circles. You can go up and down. You can go across. You can make little circles around the big circle. Letters of the alphabet are awesome. And the ones that give the most amazing sensation are M, W, and Z. But you can write a whole story to yourself on your clit, and all of those are going to give you different sensations.
Love it.
Tapping on your clit can be really cool. And you can tap with different rhythms, so it can be really, really quickly. It can be much slower. It can be a little bit firmer. And you can put your whole hand over your yoni. That will give you different sensation. So here's a beautiful energy experience. This is called the caress of the passion flower. And it's more about sexual energy, feeling, and sensation than orgasm. Three strokes. So the first stroke between your inner and outer lips. Second stroke over your clit down the middle. And the next stroke on the other side, down the middle and the other side. And all of those are going to give you some very different, very beautiful sensations. And you just do that for 10 or 15, 20 minutes. Nothing else. One stroke between your inner and outer lips. One stroke down the middle. One stroke the other side. And after 15, 20 minutes, when you've had enough, lie still. Breathe and feel all that amazing energy that you've built up spread throughout your body. And that takes you to a really beautiful meditative experience, sometimes even an expanded state of consciousness. But again, remember that to have these different experiences, you have to get out of that goal of orgasm. Because that keeps us trapped. Orgasms are wonderful. And in my practice, I spend a lot of time teaching people to have orgasms and different kinds of orgasms. But when we get out of that, worlds open up for us.
This is something that is important because we all fall there. We just all go to a place of, oh, you know what? Oh, sorry, baby. I just wanted to come tonight. I just needed that orgasm. Oh, you know, it's the easy escape, and it's almost like a mutual crime. You know, you're like, oh, but I had a rough day, so let me just get this. It was half an hour. It was nice. The possibilities are impossible to explain, even how much wonderful sensations can you feel that you didn't know even though you can.
Yeah.
So it's not orgasm. Yeah. It's not.
So, beautiful thing to do on your G-spot, for example, instead of rubbing it and instead of using a toy for stimulation, hold with your fingers. But just hold your G-spot. That's all. Nothing else. Just hold. And with your other, so if your fingers are inside of you, the heel of your hand pressing on your pubic bone or your other hand pushing down, and just hold that pressure. And you feel these incredible pulsations that throb and they start to spread through your whole body. And if you're willing to be patient, to do that for long enough, it will take you to the most incredible orgasmic experiences. You need time for that, and you need time to wake the pleasure centers up.
Wake up your yoni to receive such. I think it's like a flavor. You explained once that we don't know those sensations.
No, because we're so used to a very limited range of sensations. So when something new comes along, we often don't know what to do with it or where to put it, or it feels strange and we're not sure if it's pleasure. It's like when you eat a new food and you're not sure if you like it.
Mm.
And you have to have it a few times to make sure. But the more that you do something, even if it feels in the beginning, it feels like a little bit strange, explore it, follow it, be curious about it.
Yeah.
No, because even something that could feel a little uncomfortable can become pleasurable, and it feels uncomfortable because it's new, because it's different.
Mm.
So it's very linked to the idea of energy. The range of sensations that we feel is a band of energy. It's a frequency.
Okay.
Anything beyond that is strange to us. It's foreign. I was out somewhere the other night and I heard some people talking Welsh. I've never heard this before. I've seen it in movies, but I've never heard real people talking Welsh. And a lot of that, it sounds so different because there's a rhythm of speech. There's not a lot of vowels in these words. It sounds really strange to us.
So you try not to put judgment on it, and you were just listening?
That's all. It's out of our frequency.
Hmm.
The sensations in our body are pretty much the same. We have a certain frequency that we are used to. It's a pattern.
I think women sometimes tumble across by mistake. You know, if you have a new partner or you're just in a different mood. And you, I remember it as a young woman, and I was having all of a sudden a different orgasm. You know, a tear orgasm, or all of a sudden it's like coming from a different direction, like inside. Or it was just bursting, like my whole body was bursting, or it was very concentrated. And I remember I said, well, I wonder what that is, and how can you do it again? And it was kind of, it just happened. I was lucky enough to have it, but it can happen again. You can actually have and trace those different orgasm or different wonderful sensations you had in the past.
Yeah, that happens to a lot of people, that they have really big experiences and they've got no idea how they actually happened. That's where learning about sex becomes so important, because then you can learn to actually repeat those experiences.
That's what I feel.
And it's a really big thing. It happens with a lot of women with ejaculation, with squirting. So, if you are going to learn about squirting, it's much easier to practice it on your own first. Because with a partner, there is very often some level of pressure to perform. Sure. We've got to make this happen. It's like on our bucket list, and I've been watching it in porn, so you got to do it, and we got to do it. And that puts us under pressure. And the more pressure there is, the further away this becomes. So, very basic squirting on your own, 101, very basic.
Are you going to demonstrate it?
Well, I'm going to talk it through. Good, okay. Yes. So, first thing is, you have to have strong internal muscles, because you actually push the ejaculation out. So, next time you're weeing, stop and start the flow of urine a few times, and you'll identify the pelvic floor muscles that you use to make this happen. So, you need to make these strong by exercising them, simply contracting and relaxing the muscles. And you can do this anytime, you can do it anywhere, it starts to feel really good, a little tingle. So you can do it while you're standing in the queue in Woolies with your trolley, and you have this little smile on your face, and if you get carried away and you start going, oh, and everybody's looking at you a little bit funny, or they're looking at what you got in your trolley.
What did you buy?
Never mind them, you have all the fun and pleasure you like. Once your muscles are strong, then you start stimulating, touching yourself, lots of lube, and you need to build the sensation up before you go inside, because your G-spot produces the fluid that's ejaculated. Your G-spot does not wake up by itself. Hmm. It needs some time. So, lots of playing around the outside. And then, how do you find your G-spot? We need to do that first. So, the G-spot is a gland. Has about 40 ducts and secretes fluids concerned with three things. The first is your fertility, the second is your entire hormone balance, and the third is a fluid that you can actually ejaculate. You start looking for your G-spot at approximately 1.5 to 2 centimeters inside your yoni on the upper wall facing your belly. So pick a spot. And quite gently, with one or two fingers, make like a come here movement. As soon as you feel like you need to wee, you know you're in the right place, because the tube that goes from your bladder to the outside runs just across the top of that. And as you're stroking, you irritate that tube slightly. The sensation is that you need to wee. If that's getting really intense, then obviously stop and go to the bathroom. Mm. Otherwise, it's going to get messy. But the deeper
but sometimes it just releases the psychology. Like you can just, you feel, okay, I went to the loo, I'm ready.
And for a lot of women, they start to feel that, and that's where they stop. But the deeper you breathe and the more you relax, that sensation will change and it starts to become pleasurable. Then you feel that the skin under your fingers changes texture. It becomes corrugated, almost like corduroy, and it will bulge down a little bit. At the beginning of the arousal, that little bulge is about the size and shape of a white butter bean. In some women, and in a high state of arousal, that little butter bean literally becomes a golf ball.
It really does.
And it's
women feel it sometimes, when, or even men, when they tried to penetrate in very high states of pleasure, and they say, wow, it was really tight. I couldn't even go
through. Yeah, because that G-spot is really expanded, and it will fill your yoni. So once you've found that, then you start rubbing on your G-spot. You rub, 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 rub. You build up stimulation and energy. You stop rubbing, and you push like you're going to push wee out. And that's why it's important to have strong muscles, because you're going to push this out.
Try to find also a good angle. Not every angle every woman can squirt. If you're on your back, it's sometimes limiting.
Yeah. So for a lot of women, as they get closer, it becomes much easier either to be on your hands and knees or to actually be squatting.
Yeah, this is, it just, it allows you to activate your muscle, your inner
muscles. It takes pressure. When you're lying on your back, your pelvic floor muscles are contracted. When your pelvis is hanging freer, you can access and use the muscles much more. So you rub, 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 stop, push out, rub, 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 stop, push out. That's where it starts to happen. So that's the basic idea of it. For some women, it happens really quickly. For some women, it takes much longer. Sometimes there needs to be a whole healing and release journey to make that possible. When it happens, it's normally, and this is why they call it squirting in porn terms, it's this gush of liquid. It's produced by your G-spot. It's not urine. It might smell or taste a little bit of urine in the beginning, because that was in the tube that the ejaculate comes from. But the fluid is totally different in texture, in smell, in taste. It's either clear or milky. And there's research just been started as to the purpose of this fluid.
Yeah.
Because nobody really knows what it actually does.
Mm.
And that's
because it becomes like it's like a full gland full of liquid. And just that's it. If you don't use it, it's just being absorbed back.
Yeah. So, and when it happens, it can be almost like a full glass of liquid. A wine glass, even more sometimes.
Yes,
and it can be very dehydrating. So afterwards, really important to drink lots.
You can lose like a liter of water sometimes.
Yeah. So the biggest thing that prevents women having this experience is the beliefs that we have about pleasure. The amount of pleasure that we will allow ourselves to have. Guilt, shame, and embarrassment about our bodies, about pleasure. All sorts of emotional and sexual blockages. And when those are released, that starts to become possible. So remember that we're putting this in a nutshell. It's much more complex than this, but this is the basic idea.
And also experiment. Maybe put a few towels down, just experiment. And it's important to stay aroused. If you actually just make it a mission, you will lose your horniness, and you will actually...
Yeah, so do it with curiosity. Do it with love. Do it with exploration, not, I've got to make this happen.
And in a very high state of pleasure. Pleasure, do proper pussy massage, yoni massage. You know, get the woman really, really, really craving for the sexual act, or for just to continue, and you'll see it will be much easier.
Nobody who's listening to us wanks anywhere, because
it's okay. It's called illegal, Jonty. That's why. Yeah.
Okay.
And also, no, you know, they took away my coffee when I entered the studio, so if coffee's not allowed.
Wanking,
I don't know, wanking, and then, you know, squirting a liter of bodily fluid. I don't think so. They are beautiful people. We would like to try with them, but yeah, but it's they're not.
Well, you can invite them in, and they can sit on the couch and
do
their thing.
I don't know if the first question that I need to ask a person, hi, can you make me squirt quickly?
Oh, it's a fair question.
It is a fair question.
If we go back to some of the discussions we have had about being sexually authentic. No, that we have had in this studio about being sexually authentic.
Yeah. So
if you ask questions like that from the beginning with somebody, you're being very clear.
Yeah.
And you're asking, this is important to me. Can you do it? Do you know about it? If you don't know about it, are you willing to explore and learn?
It's also not in the norm of society to come and say, be authentic from the
first. But the norm of society is not authentic. We're not interested in that. We want to be authentic and have pleasure. That's what we want.
So let everybody stay in their rooms while they're listening to the show and touch themselves and do it in the normal way.
And if you're
doing
it at work, please let us know, because that's just so cool. Under your desk
or
in the bathroom
or
wherever.
All these groups that we had of naughty people, sounds horrible, but Jyoti knows which groups we're talking about. Not it's so it was amazing pictures in the middle of the office, like women taking off their underwear. People are extremely naughty.
Yeah, and they're just waiting. Beautiful.
It is beautiful, but then what happens if you get caught?
Well, that's a different story.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there should be, in every office, there should be like a room where people can go, they can have, because one of the most amazing things that masturbation does, it's incredible stress release.
Mm.
So think about how stressful so many workspaces are. And people get so uptight and they get so angry and they get so stressed. If you could go in the middle of the day and you could have this beautiful little release and relaxation, wouldn't it be so much better? You'd be more creative, because sexual energy and creative energy are the same thing and so linked. You'd be more relaxed. You'd be happier. You'd smile more. You wouldn't take all of that work stress home. So home would be more peaceful. So maybe every office, if anybody out there in management position is listening, we have so much space in the back that we're not using fully.
Yeah. It needs to come with a lot of education, John. It needs to come with how do you
it does, but it would change workspaces. I'm telling you, I guarantee you, it would change office environments. They would be
Thank
happier.
You. It's
they would be calmer. They would be more creative. Absolutely.
Cool. Absolutely. I'm sure Gareth wrote it just now. He's going to write and just make a note to himself. Sure.
Well, we have a whole new management team at Cliff Central, which is
Marketing.
Really exciting. Which is so exciting because they're such wonderful and smart people.
True.
So,
why not?
Why not? We need a table at a meeting.
Yeah, so. I think they will prefer to invest in food and in a good coffee machine. That's also life's pleasure and sensuality.
It is.
Yeah.
Let's go to sensuality.
Okay.
So let's kind of tone everything down a little bit. Let's slow it down a little bit. And let's go into creating a date night with yourself.
All
right. Make love with yourself.
Mm.
Slow everything down. Create a space. Be warm, because in Joburg in South Africa, winter's coming, nights are getting cold. Make sure that you're warm. Put some really gentle music on. Stay away from music with words, because as soon as the song's there, you're
it's
singing
so
the
true.
Songs in your head.
I had it lately. I was like, no. I've started singing Leonard Cohen and getting depressed.
It's awesome music when you want it. But have meditation music, yoga music, massage music. There's so much of it around. Get some lube. Maybe you want some chocolate. You want some wine. Light some candles. If you like incense. When you create a space like this, you're creating an intention for an experience. Mm. I'm coming into this to love myself, to connect with myself, to be sensual with myself, to be intimate with myself, to know myself. Really, really beautiful. You could do it in the bath. You could do it in your bedroom. Maybe you want to put some rose petals down. And begin with really gently, put one hand on your heart center in the middle of your chest and put one hand on your genitals and greet yourself, greet your body, and breathe. And as you breathe, you become more present with yourself. Allow yourself to sink, to drop into your heart, into your body, into the slowness, into being with yourself. And then very slowly, very gently, begin to touch your hands, just your hands. Stroke your hands, stroke your fingers. Feel your hands, feel the sensation, feel the warmth. Slowly, the slower that you touch, the more you'll feel. And then extend that touching into your arms, into your face, the rest of your body. Maybe you'd like to explore different sensations. So you could have a feather. You could have some fur. So many different possibilities of different sensation to
Don't
explore on your skin.
Don't just be creative and work.
Cloth.
Yeah, be
you could even
with
play
yourself.
With ice. You could play with a bowl of warm water and a face cloth. And all of that is about being sensual with yourself. And sometimes that's all that you need to do. Just a few minutes of sensually touching yourself. Lie still. Feel the intimacy. Feel the warmth. Feel the energy. And if you want to take that into self-pleasuring, then extend that. touch yourself really slowly, really gently. Not about an orgasm. Make it about curiosity. Make it about exploration. Make love with yourself. Be present with yourself. Allow yourself to feel, to connect with yourself. It's incredibly healing. It's really, really beautiful. Sometimes it's going to bring some deep emotions to the surface. Sometimes there'll be tears. Go into it. Don't stop it. Go deep into yourself. The release that it brings is beautiful. You'll feel so peaceful afterwards. And it's learning about yourself. It's learning that you can share more with a lover if you choose. But our bodies are the most beautiful vessels. So one of the most amazing qualities that you can bring to your self-pleasuring is curiosity.
That's a good one.
Be curious.
Yeah.
How does this feel? If I'm always lying on my back, what happens if I lie on my tummy? What happens if I lie on my left side or my right side? What happens if I stand up? What happens if I sit up? What happens if I pleasure myself standing on my head? Could I do that? And laugh at yourself at some of the most absurd things that you're going to do. And if it's always in the bedroom, where else could you do this? And all of those give you different sensations, different possibilities, different experiences. Laugh while you're pleasuring yourself.
Don't take it too seriously.
That's it. Can you actually try this one? Put on something on either on your phone, on
like
a computer,
funny?
On the TV, something funny. Something that really makes you laugh. Pleasure yourself while you're watching something really funny.
That's crazy. Love it.
No, what's going to happen? It's going to be this wonderful light energy. Be ridiculous and absurd, because that's where we'll have fun and explore.
We put it all in boxes. Just boxes and boxes of sex should be like that, and only in the bedroom, and okay, maybe in the kitchen when there's nobody around and it's really the right temperature.
Just we do, and we take it so seriously.
We do. It's then you have to ask yourself, why? Why does it need to be so serious? Why does
and
it need to be like that?
And it's one of the secrets of enlightenment. Enlightenment means be light.
Be in the present. Don't be in the idea of restricting yourself. Don't be in that energy of saying, no, this is wrong. Or, I can't do that.
Play. That's what it's meant to be. And your self-pleasuring becomes the most beautiful world to do that. It's an amazing space to explore fantasies. Really get into the fantasy space. It becomes a space where your fantasies can be incredible. They can be so absurd. They can be so ridiculous. They can be so extreme. That's the place for that to be there. And then do something different that's totally about being present. Use your breath. No fantasies. Just the sensation. Just being with yourself. For most people, that's the hardest self-pleasuring
thing
to do. Because we need a stimulation instead of presence.
Instead of feeling the pleasure itself.
Yeah. That we can't just feel it.
Yeah.
We need the mind involved.
Can you give us a tip before we finish the show of how to do you bring that presence back?
You breathe.
You just breathe.
Breathe. Focus on the breath moving in and out of your body. Don't focus on the sensation until you can be present. Then move between the breath and the sensation. But as soon as there's a thought, as soon as there's a fantasy, you're out of your body and you're into your mind. Come back to your breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Focus on the breath. Focus on the sensation.
And let's say you want to explore, let's say it's a woman, or, you know, of course for men there is no ejaculation, you can masturbate and have a climax without ejaculation, but let's say it's a woman and she wants to actually explore lots of orgasms, because for a lot of us, we get to a sexual act, maybe it's an inexperienced partner, maybe it's just a partner that you need to train, and she actually wants to have as many orgasms as possible in self-pleasuring. Is there anything that you can recommend there?
Now, firstly, you need to open some energy pathways. And sometimes that requires some healing because it's about changing a pattern.
Mm.
So if you are used to having just one orgasm, that's the pattern that your body's locked in.
Mm-hmm.
So learning and opening some energy pathways becomes really important. There's not a simple 1, 2, 3 step for that.
And if it's a woman who knows how?
Then different breathing is going to get you there. And
different
then,
like energies.
Yeah,
so one is with the heart breath,
and
one is with the
And different
fire.
Sensations. So it might be clitoral, then some internal. And maybe I'm going to move between the two. And a lot of that's the mindset. It's the belief that I can only have one orgasm.
Mm.
And as soon as I think I can have more, I can have more.
And there's ones that you can really, like, if you play with a dildo or with any kind of toy, you can
really different vibrators mm-hmm. will give you different frequencies. There are so many different possibilities and different sensations.
And don't try to compare yourself to other women.
No!
Don't compare yourself to other women. You are designed especially to be you, and don't try to compare yourself to different orgasms of other friends that told you, and most of them lie anyway. So just try to find your own authenticity. I think that's something that is so important.
It is. So you know what?
What?
Cusp is coming next.
Well, that's a verbal masturbation.
Well,
that's a whole different thing.
So maybe someone will actually come
here,
in the studio.
I see his cap, and I see a pink big dildo standing there, which I have no idea what it's used for, but I see this pink pillar standing there.
So,
is it a pole? It's a pole dance.
Oh.
You know, they brought back all these amazing dances. Last week I saw videos, Dory Semi Gracefully. And actually, we should extend it to Casper Sex Show.
There we go.
There we go.
We wish you all so much pleasure.
Self-pleasure. CliffCentral.com